Welcome to WaveWriter Midday Wave, your mid-session market intelligence. Let's dive in.
Yesterday, the NASDAQ jumped 1.4%, so why are more than twice as many stocks sitting in bear territory as bull territory right now? Something doesn't add up. And in the next 15 minutes, we're going to find out what the market is actually telling you beneath the surface.
Yeah, and honestly, the gap between the headline number and what's actually happening underneath is wider than I've seen in a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're mid-session, March 5th, and yesterday's bounce is already looking like a fake-out. SPY, QQQ, IWM, walk me through what you're seeing at the index level first.
Yeah, so SPY is giving back about half of yesterday's gains. We're sitting around flat to slightly negative. QQQ is worse, down about 0.6% after that 1.4% pop yesterday. And small caps? IWM is getting hit harder, down about 1.2%.
Right. But the indexes don't look catastrophic on their own. You're telling me the internals are a completely different story. Walk us through what the breadth data is actually saying.
Oh man, it's ugly under the hood. So our bull-bear 4% ratio, we've got 114 bulls versus 247 bears. That's more than 2-to-1 bearish skew.
Oh wow. Wait, 247 bears versus 114 bulls on a day after a 1.4% NASDAQ bounce? That's not a dip. That's a contradiction. How does that even happen?
Exactly. What happened yesterday was narrow. It lifted index prices without broadening participation. Only 39% of stocks are above their 20 SMA, 38.5% above their 40 SMA.
Yeah. So zero improvement from yesterday's close despite the bounce.
Zero. And when you look at the sector momentum scores, consumer discretionary RSPD is at negative 0.64, zeroth percentile.
Zeroth percentile? That's an all-time low in the tracked range.
All-time low. This isn't a dip. This is a breakdown. Healthcare RSPH is even worse. Negative 1.67, zeroth percentile, down 2.26% on the day. Worst sector by momentum score. Tech RSPT is at negative 0.39, 7th percentile.
So three major sectors basically sitting at historic lows.
Right. Now contrast that with energy RSPG at 4.81, 95th percentile, the sole confirmed uptrend.
Mm-hmm. Iran headlines have been background noise for months. Why is the market treating this differently today?
I think it's because the conflict anxiety is intersecting with already deteriorated breadth and thin volume. It's creating this low-commitment tape where buyers won't step in front of headline risk.
Yeah. So it's not the Iran news itself, it's that the market was already fragile and this is just the excuse.
That's exactly it. Yesterday's bounce was like a dead cat bouncing off concrete. The surface looked fine, but the internal structure tells you the floor is cracking underneath.
Right, right. So the broad market is deteriorating. Energy is the only confirmed uptrend, but there are three software names up 5-7% on a day when their own sector is negative. Let's get to those. Momentum Radar is next. Three software names are up 5-7% on a day when tech is sitting at the 7th percentile. What's driving these orphan rallies, and what do we need to see to trust them?
Okay, so ServiceNow at 121.76, up 6.9%, leading the continuation board as the strongest independent mover. Intuit, INTU, at 467.22, up 6.2%. Salesforce, CRM, at 203.35, up 5.3%.
Yeah, but RSPT is still negative on the day, so these are stock-specific moves, not sector-driven.
Which makes the divergence notable, but also fragile. And here's the thing. Now's Arval is only 0.6.
Wait, so the strongest price mover of the day, up nearly 7%, doesn't have the volume to back it up? I wouldn't have guessed that. How do you even trade that?
Look, I wouldn't go that far. Now at 6.9% is real price action. The question is whether you size it like a confirmed setup or a watch and see. Those are different things. The VWAP test is the mechanism. If these names hold above their opening prints and VWAP into the 3 p.m. hour, that's the market telling you buyers are defending the move. A fade below VWAP signals distribution. That's the line in the sand.
You keep coming back to volume as the test. Where are you seeing actual institutional commitment today, not just price action?
CF Industries. CF at 109.08, up 4.2%, ARVOL of 1.9, the standout volume confirmation in today's scan. ATRM positive at plus 5.2 gives real momentum confirmation, fits squarely into the energy and commodity macro bid as a fertilizer name benefiting from the oil complex and Iran-driven commodity anxiety.
1.9 ARVOL. That's the one name where the money is actually showing up.
Clean long setup. These three software names are like lifeboats floating above a sinking ship. They're defying gravity, but you need to watch whether they can keep floating or get pulled under by the current. CF is the one name with institutional receipts to back up its move.
Exactly. CF has the volume story, the software names have the price story, and volume is the lie detector on this tape. Let's go deeper on that, and then we need to talk about where the landmines are. Volume and catalyst is next. Most signals today are showing ARVOL under 1.0. What does that tell you about who's actually in control of this tape?
I mean, institutional buyers are not stepping in with conviction. Iran headline risk is keeping buyers cautious, low commitment tape. And that context makes CF's 1.9 stand out even more sharply. Low volume on a down day following a bounce day is a warning signal. It suggests yesterday's buyers are not defending their positions.
Yeah, totally. Volume is the lie detector. Prices can say anything, but volume tells you whether the money is actually behind the...
And today, the lie detector says most of these moves are hollow.
What's the one catalyst-driven setup that stands out despite the thin tape?
STEM Inc. gapped up 5.26% to 10.05 on better-than-expected Q4 results. EPS improved 84% quarter-over-quarter. Fund ownership increased 31.6%, signaling institutional accumulation. Textbook episodic pivot candidate.
Okay, but...
I know what you're going to say. The risk profile is extreme. Small float of 7.92 million shares, short float of 12.85%. ATR of 1.09 on a $10 stock means roughly 11% average true range. Look, I wouldn't touch this without knowing exactly where I'm getting out before I get in. A stop below the gap up level is non-negotiable.
Oh man, 11% daily range? That cuts both ways.
Exactly. In a thin market, a small float and 12% short interest is a volatility multiplier. The same conditions keeping institutional buyers cautious on the broad market can send a name like this in either direction very fast. STEM is like a small rocket with a lot of fuel, but a very narrow launch window. The earnings beat is the ignition, but if anything goes wrong, it goes wrong fast.
So STEM is the high octane outlier, but for every STEM today, there are sectors and names where the data is screaming the opposite. What's on the avoid list?
Healthcare, RSPH at negative 1.67, 0th percentile, negative 2.26% daily. ARDT, Ardent Health at 9.64, and CCRN, Cross Country Healthcare at 9.13, both reported weak guidance, sentiment negative 2 reads, avoid on the long side. Financials, RSPH at negative 1.29, 2nd percentile. Cardlytics, CDLX at 0.90, issued Q1 guidance below estimates, sentiment negative 2, avoid entirely.
Right. 90 cents on CDLX. Healthcare and financials are just quicksand right now.
Stay away until the momentum scores show any sign of life.
Mm-hmm. Given everything we've covered, the breadth deterioration, the thin volume, the Iran overhang, what does the afternoon playbook actually look like?
So the first thing I'm watching is the software trio. Do Now, INTU, and CRM hold above their opening prints and VWAP into the 3 p.m. hour. If they hold and RSPT flips positive into the close, these become legitimate continuation setups for tomorrow's open. A fade below VWAP on any of them signals distribution. That's the line in the sand.
And if they fade?
Then this tape has nothing left on the long side except energy. Which brings me to the second thing. Watch whether CF and the energy complex hold their bid into the close. If energy rolls over too, you're looking at a very ugly final hour.
So what's the overall bias heading into the afternoon?
Honestly, cautiously bearish. The burden of proof is on the bulls. 247 bears versus 114 bulls. Three major sectors at 0th to 2nd percentile momentum scores, geopolitical overhang. Keep size small, Honor stops and do not chase Iran headline swings in either direction. Always be in control. That's the operating principle for the rest of this session.
Right. If you had to name the two things every trader should be watching into the close?
VWAP on the software trio and whether energy holds its bid. Everything else is noise until the Iran situation clarifies.
That's your midday wave from March 5th. Yesterday's bounce was narrow and fragile. The breath numbers prove it. Volume is the lie detector calling out hollow moves across the board. And the burden of proof sits firmly with the bulls heading into the afternoon. Size small, honor your stops, and don't let Iran headlines pull you off your plan. Watch those VWAP levels on the software trio into 3 p.m. Keep CF Industries on your radar as the one name with institutional receipts today. We'll be back with the closing update. Stay sharp.
And stay disciplined. Precision over aggression today.
That's all for today's episode of Wave Rider Midday Wave, your mid-session market intelligence. See you next time.